There are just 3 days left until the people of Catalonia vote in a referendum to see if the region should split from Spain. Catalonia is one of the country's 17 autonomous regions, and its capital is the wonderful, delightful hub of Barcelona. The Spanish national government has declared the referendum illegal, and it's launched a crackdown to keep it from happening. To tell us more, here's Dr. Carlos Uxó, a lecturer in Spanish studies at Monash University. Dr. Carlos Uxó, welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you for inviting me.
To start with, what level of independence do the Catalans want, or will they be voting on in this referendum?
They want complete independence. The question that they will be asked is literally, do you want Catalonia to become an independent state in the form of a republic? So the idea is to complete split from Spain.
And we've heard reports that Spanish authorities have been trying to stop this referendum. What have they been doing? What steps have they been taking?
Well, if the problem is the referendum is illegal. It's illegal and it's been declared. I mean, in according to the Spanish constitution, only the prime minister can call a referendum. So when Catalonia cannot, according to the Spanish constitution, call a referendum. So it is illegal.
What's actually been happening on the ground in Barcelona in terms of authorities doing things like seizing ballot boxes and detaining officials?
Once the government has decided the referendum should not happen, they have decided to stop everything for it to happen. For example, to do a referendum, what do you need? Ballot papers. So they have been rounding up printing industries to seize the ballot papers. They have been looking for where in the polling stations. They have decided that on Sunday, police will close all polling stations in Catalonia, which probably is completely crazy because you don't have the police powers. They have been closing down internet websites that give information about the referendum, where to vote and what is the process. So basically, it's stopping the referendum at every administrative step, including also taking charge of the finances of the Catalan region. Because they said that money was being used for something illegal, you cannot do that.
And people have been arrested, haven't they?
Yeah, 12 people have been arrested. 12 people that were in high positions in the Catalan government. Spanish government thought they were using those positions to make their referendum possible. Since the referendum is illegal, it follows that you are using your position and public money to do something that is illegal, therefore you go to jail.
What does the Spanish government and Spain more generally have to lose if Catalonia becomes a separate nation? I mean, Catalonia is a very kind of wealthy part of the country, right?
It is. I guess that there are a number of problems there. If you want talk about economically, for Spain, it would be massive because Spain and Catalonia, if I'm not wrong, it's about 20% of the GDP, Spanish GDP. So it'll be losing a huge amount of economic power. Obviously, tourism, Spain lives off tourism and many of them go to Catalonia. On the other hand, Catalonia would be also missing a lot because they would be out of the European Union. So economically, I think, at least in the short term, it would be a disaster for both of them. I don't think at this stage the economy is the main thing we are discussing.
What is the main thing? I mean, Catalonia is already an autonomous province. Mm-hmm. You know, that they have their own language. And I understand there's already a high level of self-control or control. So why is it seeking full independence? What are the big issues driving this?
I guess if we go very quickly back for a moment to 2003, all the autonomous communities in Spain started to rewrite their statutes of autonomy, which is like the constitution for each autonomy. All of them did, and Catalonia had their own one, which was approved by the Catalan Parliament and then by the Spanish Parliament. It was declared constitutional by the constitutional tribunal in Spain. So the Catalans saw, like, what is the problem? There's the Catalan government, the Catalan parliament has approved what we want to be, and then it's declared illegal. It had to be changed. A number of things had to be changed. And soon after that, the Catalan government tried to reach an agreement with the Spanish government for what they call a fiscal pact. And the Spanish government refused to it. And then the Catalan independentists say, well, we cannot have our own constitution and we cannot have our own taxes. We simply want out. You're not letting us, you're not leading us anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So it's about control and it's about money. As you pointed out earlier, the ballot boxes are being seized and people are being arrested. What do you think will happen on Sunday? Will people turn up to vote? Will it get ugly?
To tell you the truth, I'm quite scared that it can turn nasty and we can expect some violence in some places. As I was coming here, I was reading the Spanish papers. For example, the police has said they are going to close the polling stations. But in some areas, as far as I know, in Barcelona, they are going to start what they have called human shelters. People will go to the polling stations to wait for the police. And when the police comes, they will confront them to make sure that you can vote there. What is the police going to do? Who knows? They have orders to close off that building. And there are a lot of people in that building saying this building is not going to be closed off. You can go to one building with a lot of police officers. You cannot go to thousands of buildings all over Catalonia.
Dr. Uxó, you yourself are Catalan. What are your personal feelings about this?
In a sense, I'm in the middle of everywhere. I was born in the south of Spain. My parents are Catalan. I speak Catalan. And I grew up in Madrid. So in a sense, I've got friends everywhere. If you ask me my personal opinion, is I think like the majority of Catalans, there should be a referendum. The question is also who should vote in that referendum. The Spanish government said if we call a referendum, it'll be for everybody in Spain to choose, not only the Catalans. The Catalans, I say, that's our right to choose, not someone from Madrid, for example. My point of view is that there should be a referendum in Catalonia. Catalans should vote. I do not think this referendum should be happening, the one that is happening on Sunday. I think we should have an agreement between the Catalan government and the Spanish government.
Before the referendum?
I don't think we should have come this far, but there we should have been able to reach an agreement. To call a referendum, so the Prime Minister in Spain calls a referendum for Catalonia, where Catalans choose what they want to do.
What do you expect the result will be?
If it happens, the huge majority of people who vote will vote for independence. Because it's an illegal act, I assume you can be arrested if you go to vote. So in a sense, going to vote in an illegal referendum, I don't know much about law in that sense, but probably it makes you... I don't know. How much of the law you are breaking and what can happen to you. So I assume everybody who goes to vote is voting yes. How many will be able to do it? I don't know. How are the ballot papers going to be counted? Because obviously police can simply turn up 2 minutes before the polling station is closing and take the ballot papers because it's illegal.
Well, let's all hope that it doesn't turn ugly. Dr. Carlos Uxó, lecturer in Spanish and Latin American Studies at Monash University, thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Thank you for inviting me. Thanks.
You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Damien Carrick. Up next, The Drawing Room.